Welcome once again. It's time for the Pastor's Study. This is Brother Gino, welcoming each and every one of you to the Pastor's Study. If you've been with us for any period of time and been a faithful listener, you know the last couple of times we began a series on how to vote. Not on who to vote for, but how to vote according to the Word of God. And what we hope to accomplish by these series of studies is to help you, as Christians, how to select candidates who are closest to Bible issues, amen, take Bible stands on particular issues, amen. And we're not so much concerned about what the world's view are on things. We're most concerned about on what does the Bible have to say on a particular issue, amen. So we're going to pick up where we left off last time, but before we do, let's go to the Lord for a word of prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great opportunity that you've given us here on the Pastor's Study to proclaim your word, Lord, to fellowship, amen, around your word, the King James Bible. Father, I just pray that the Holy Spirit of God would be our guide and teacher for this study. Father, I'm a man, a sinner, saved by the grace of God. And Father, you've given us your word, your holy word. Father, I just pray you'd loosen the lips of this saved sinner to teach others through the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray if there be one discouraged, that they would be encouraged by thy holy word. We pray if there's a lost soul that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, we pray that they be saved today. Father, now we just commit this time into thy hands, and we ask it now in your Son Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Well, the next issue I want to talk about is you hear the candidates talking about drugs. Amen. Drugs, be they illegal drugs or legal drugs, are destroying more lives, possibly than any other one thing. Amen. You know, what I mean by illegal drugs, amen, I mean particularly we get into the realm of what we call tranquilizers, amen. They're very addictive, amen. And it seems doctors in the pharmaceutical companies, amen, go hand in hand, amen. The pharmaceutical companies give the doctors a little kickback for every time they write their prescription, amen, or they give them a nice little trip somewhere, amen, during a winter time, amen. But we want to support candidates that are against drugs, amen, that are against booze. Alcohol is a drug, amen. I know in this country they've gotten very hot on tobacco and cigarettes and smokeless tobacco, amen. But, you know, booze is another drug, amen. Amen. It doesn't just have to be cocaine or heroin or marijuana, amen. Or PCP or crack cocaine or whatever it may be, amen. Booze is a drug. Turn with me, if you would, and let's look at the Word of God. What does it say in Ephesians chapter 5? Ephesians chapter 5. We talk about drugs, we talk about booze, alcohol, we talk about, amen, over-the-counter medications, we talk about prescriptions, especially those that deal with the mind, amen. They control the mind, amen. They control the mind, they control the heart, amen. You got the Word of God here that'll help you. If you need peace, you know, some of those pills that are supposed to give you peace and tranquility, make you more nervous than you were to before, amen, to begin with, amen. You need to be on in the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. You may be very familiar with this verse. I hope you are, amen. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I know they used to, and they may still call alcohol or booze distilled spirit. It is a spirit, amen. Amen. But the Bible says you're not to be controlled by that spirit. You ought to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. And you can't be controlled by the Holy Spirit, amen, if you're filled up, or even if you have one drop of distilled spirit, any alcohol in you, amen, or any drug. So we're not to be under the influence, amen, of alcohol, which is a drug, amen. Look at Proverbs chapter 23. It describes a person who is under the influence. It describes a person who is under the influence of booze, alcohol. Amen? The only use of alcohol I like is when it's rubbed on me. Amen? Helps break a fever. Rubbing alcohol. Proverbs. Over to Proverbs chapter 23 with me. Proverbs chapter 23. Looking in verses, we'll begin in verse 29, and we'll read down to verse 35. Proverbs chapter 23, beginning in verse 29. Who hath woe? It asks, who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? It asks some very interesting questions here. Woe, sorrow, contentions, babbling, wounds without cause, redness of eyes. Now it's going to answer the questions. In other words, who hath woe, and so forth and so on. They that tarry long at the wine. They that go to seek mixed wine. We know in the Bible that there are two kinds of wine, old wine and new wine, amen. Jesus drank new wine at the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper, amen. And we drink new wine at the communion table. But, of course, new wine, amen, is grape juice, and it's found in the cluster. Then we go on, it says, look not thou upon, but here it's talking about old wine, fermented wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Amen. It's talking about old wine, fermented wine. It's been around for a while. Amen. Thine eyes shall behold strange woman. Thine heart shall utter perverse things. See? It affects one. When one becomes under the influence, it says, thine eyes shall behold strange women. In other words, in an impure manner. Strange women, whores, prostitutes. Amen. When you're under the influence of alcohol, of booze, amen, it makes you want to be with a prostitute, with a whore, amen. Makes you more inclined that way. Because you're out of control. In thine heart shall utter perverse things. Amen. Do you ever see a drunk coming out of a bar room? The stuff that comes out of his mouth, the filthiness, the vileness, the babbling, the stupidity, amen. The rage, the madness, amen. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. You have no fear. Amen. It makes you feel brave. Booze. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. You know the expression, someone's feeling no pain when they've had too much to drink? This is where it comes from. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. This person really has a problem. They've been through it once, but they're going to go through it again, and again, and again. It's addictive. Amen. Look with me in Habakkuk. Habakkuk. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 15, look what it says. Woe, it's a warning. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him, and make him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. Woe. Woe to anyone who gives another to drink. Amen. Oh, we've seen tragedy after tragedy, have we not? All you have to pick up is your local newspaper and read about someone who was killed by a drunk driver, or someone who was killed in a car being driven by a drunk. Amen. Woe. And it's all because they were coming from a party. Amen. Where booze was served. Amen. Drug use, be it booze, be it heroin, be it cocaine, be it marijuana, be it legal drugs, prescription drugs, is increasing in this country each day. Amen. Billions are wasted in our economy trying to get people off of drugs. Amen. A candidate's example and policies in relation to this problem should be considered by the voters. Amen. Absolutely. Do you want to vote for a candidate that had a problem, or has a problem, or is known to have a problem? Amen. Do you want to support, according to the Word of God, you don't want to support a person of that character, of that caliber? Amen. We're in a sad state of affairs. Amen. Because the quality of our candidates have diminished greatly. You should not support candidates that are in favor of legalizing drugs. Amen. So we see that it is an issue. Amen. Drugs. Let's move on to another issue. Welfare. Welfare. Let's look at some verses. That when we talk of welfare, of course, we mean those that are getting a check and not doing any work for it. Amen. Let's look at some verses of Scripture that talk about this. First, in Proverbs chapter 29 with me. Proverbs chapter number 29. In Proverbs chapter 29, in verse 7, the righteous considereth the cause of the poor. The righteous considereth the cause of the poor. What does all that mean? Well, someone who is legitimately poor, we should consider that person and help that person. That's what I believe the Word of God is saying here. Now let's move on. Proverbs 28, verse 27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. In other words, we are told that if someone, again, is legitimately poor, amen, then we should give to them. And as a result of giving, we're promised that we'll never go without. We'll not lack. Amen. Look at with me also in 2 Thessalonians. We find something interesting there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any work would not work, neither should he eat. Very clear, if the person won't work, then they shouldn't eat. Amen. Now, we want to reconcile these verses. We're supposed to consider the poor. Amen. We're supposed to give to the poor. And if we give the poor, we won't lack. Amen. But also we're told if someone's able to work and they don't work, they shouldn't eat. So what is God saying? What is on the issue of this welfare issue? Obviously, God wants the poor to be taken care of. Amen. But at the same time, if an individual is able to work, they should work for a living. We should support a system that takes care of the poor, but at the same time does not support those who are able to work for a living. Also, we should not support a system that appears to encourage having a child out of wedlock. Amen. Adultery and fornication, God is against. I don't even have to look it up. Amen. We don't even have to go to the scriptures. That's so obvious. So when we look at the candidates, when we go and vote on the candidates, amen, we need to be careful. What is their stand on welfare? What exactly do they mean by welfare? Okay, I believe there are those that are legitimately poor, that are disabled, unable to work, and I think God would want us to support those people, to take care of those folks, to be kind to the poor, amen. But at the same time, there are those that are faking, amen, that are able to work. We shouldn't be supporting them. They should be working for a living, amen. And we should not, absolutely not, support a system that encourages a young woman to have a child out of wedlock and pay them for it. Amen? I think that's very clear. You know, a lot of times, and Christians are to blame for this, all they're concerned about is how much money is that candidate going to save me? Amen? Or how much money is that candidate promising to put in my pocket? Never mind, for example, that they're for abortion. Amen? Never mind about that. Never mind about how, you know, they're for homosexuality and same-sex marriages. No, the main thing that a lot of Christians end up looking at is, well, like the rest of the world is, you know, is this guy going to put, or this lady going to put some extra money in my pocket? Amen. We have a tendency to look at the economic and not the moral issues. God has promised if this country is morally right with him, then he's going to continue to bless this country. But you can see, all you have to do is look around you and see God Almighty's hand is coming further and further off of this country. Amen. And this bubble, amen, this bubble that everybody's riding on is going to burst. Amen. Amen. And it's going to make that depression that hit in the late 20s, early 30s look like a kindergarten picnic. Amen. Because people don't know what hard times are. Amen. This generation. Amen. They don't know what it was like to go through the World War II and the Depression, amen. They've been so used to getting and giving, getting, amen. One last issue I want to look at is foreign policy. The Bible, the Word of God, would have us support candidates that are for Israel and not against. We go all the way back to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, God made a promise to Abraham. He made a covenant with Abraham. And you know what? That covenant is still good, and it's going to happen. It's going to come soon, amen? It's going to be fulfilled. But in Genesis chapter 12, we read in verses 1 to 3, Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now, this verse 3 is what I want you to listen at carefully. I will bless him that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I believe that part of the reason this country experiences the prosperity that we do is because of our attitude, or what it's been towards Israel for many years, is pro-Israel and supporting them. Now, I'm not saying Israel has never done anything wrong, amen, of course they have. But God would deal with them. But the Bible clearly says, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. You know, every time you see these presidents of our country pushing the Israelites to the bargaining table with the Arabs, it's no good. Every time they push the Israelites, or they threaten Israel to take away from what we're giving them, amen, so they'll sign a peace treaty with the Arabs, amen, and give up their land to the Arabs. That land belongs to the Jews. But every time we do that, every time our leaders do that, push Israel to give up part of the land, amen, for threat of economic sanctions or keeping back what we're giving them, God's not happy with that. Because we're to, he said, I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you. You know, we should support as Christians candidates who have a position of pro-Israel. Amen. Our society and our leaders, world leaders, are saying peace in the Middle East, trying to have peace in the Middle East. But we know as Christians, there's never going to be peace in the Middle East until the Lord Jesus Christ sets down, sets foot on the Mount of Olives. Amen. There'll never be peace. There's never going to be peace until the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. How to vote? How to vote? Vote according to what the Word of God has to say. Amen. God ordained government. It was the second institution that he ordained. Family was the first one. Amen. Government is the second. There's a great tendency in our society today, and unfortunately even among so-called professing Christians, not to judge the candidates on the moral issues. Amen? But God says we are to judge candidates. Character may not be important to our society, but it's so important to God. See how the candidates stand. What's their stand on homosexuality? Amen. What is their stand on homosexuality? Do they see it as a normal lifestyle? Are they recognizing same-sex marriages, give them the same statuses and benefits as heterosexual marriages? Well, if that candidate is for that stuff, for that junk, for that perversion, cancel them out. Amen. That's right, because God hates that. Amen? Support candidates that are for capital punishment, because God is for capital punishment, for premeditated murder. Amen. Support candidates that are against abortion. Amen. Take a stand on the issues. Again, don't look so much on the economic issues. Look on the moral issues. That's what God is looking at. God has all the material resources at his disposal. And you think that he can't give us some of those? Pour those blessings out on us if we're morally straight and right in this country? Amen? Look what is important to God. That's how you should be voting as a Christian. How does God stand on these issues? How does God stand on gambling, legalized gambling? He's against it. We know that man is to work hard because of the fall of the Garden of Eden. It's not supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be a picnic. We're supposed to earn our living by the sweat of our brow because of what Adam did, because of Adam's fall in the Garden of Eden. We talked a little bit about drugs, illegal drugs, legal drugs, booze. Amen. Support candidates who are against it. You know, it's really a sad commentary on this country that you can go into a public school and you can get a condom, you can get birth control pills. Amen. You can find guns, knives, drugs. But you can't find the Bible. You can't find the Ten Commandments, and you can't find, if someone's found praying, then they're expelled. Amen. Isaiah talked about this, didn't he? He said that there were going to be days that would come when good would be evil, and evil would be good. And that's where we are right now, my dear friends, in those times. But like in everything else, we're talking about voting. Again, I'm not saying particular what candidates to vote for, but you can know who to vote for or how to vote based upon issues and how God stands on them. Amen. And unfortunately, you may not find one candidate that's going to stand for all of these issues. Amen. But if you do, support that person wholeheartedly. Amen. Unfortunately, we've come into this country where there are no longer any statesmen. They're all politicians. Politician just gives the people what they want to hear. A statesman will do what's best for the whole country. Amen. And not for just one particular interest. So I hope this study has been a blessing for you. I hope it'll help you when you go to the polls, be it at your local towns or state elections or federal election. Amen. Just remember, when you're examining the candidates, how do they stack up on the issues according to the Word of God? Well, that's all the time we have here on the Pastor Study. This has been Brother Gino Cassieri, thanking each and every one of you for joining me for the Pastor Study. Till we meet again on the Pastor Study, this is Brother Gino saying, may God richly bless you is my prayer, and good day.